This is the Torah, every day, day by day. Torah 101 Daily. As we conclude this week's parasha, Balak, the story of Bilam and Balak, or Balaam. Numbers chapter 25, verse 1. Just a short portion. This day, Israel stayed at Shittim. And there the people began whoring with the women of Moab. Shittim, called by that name because of the amount of acacia trees in that region. One midrash from Exodus Rabbah taught that God heals with the very thing with which God wounds. Thus Israel sinned in Shittim, so called because of its many acacia trees. But it was also through Shittim wood, or acacia wood, that God healed the Israelites, for Exodus 37 reports Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. The men of Israel here are beginning to cohabitate, commingle, have sexual relations with the Moabite women from the very people that God had driven out before the people of Israel, giving them victory. Now the enemy of their souls finds a way to conquer them, though not militarily, but spiritually. Verse 2 says, these women invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, where the people ate and bowed down to their gods. The ancient rabbis taught that when a man of Israel, when his urge overcame him, and he said to her, submit to me, the Moabite woman would take out an image of Peor, Baal Peor, the regional god of the Moabites. She would take out an image from her bosom and say to him, bow down before this. So sexuality was part of their religious practice. Baal was the traditional name for the god of that region of the Canaanites, but Peor was the location, specific area, localized god. Baal was considered to be the god of rain and the god of fertility. So sexuality linked to their worship of Baal. Verse 3, with Israel thus joined to Baal Peor, the anger of Adonai blazed up against Israel. Later in the New Testament, Revelation 2:14, the letters to the churches in Pergamum, it says, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have some people who hold to the teaching of Bilam, who taught Balak to set a trap for the people of Israel so that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols and commit sexual sin. So apparently there in Pergamum, in the ancient world, there were some followers of the God of Israel through Yeshua, that were involved in sexuality and sexual rights within their new faith in Yeshua. And Yeshua here strictly and clearly condemns that practice. I would add that the fertility customs and the fertility worship has followed the Christian faith and is still seen in the worship during Easter, Ashtar being another ancient fertility goddess, a goddess of sexuality. The Easter eggs, fertility, the bunny, fertility, it's all sexual. Yeshua told the people in Pergamum, I have this against you. Don't allow that to continue. Rid yourselves of your idolatrous past. Adonai said to Moshe, verse 4, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them facing the sun before Adonai, so that the raging fury of Adonai will turn away from Israel. The heads of the clans that were involved in this idolatrous practice were to be hanged facing the sun, which means for all to see. The Midrash Agadah says the sun identified the sinners, for the cloud folded back from the area above him, and the sun shone on him. Verse 5, Moshe said to the judges of Israel, each of you is to put to death those in his tribe who have joined themselves to Baal Peor. Just then, in the sight of Moshe and the whole community of Israel, as they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting, a man from Israel came by, bringing to his family a woman from Midian, Midianite woman. Again, an idolatrous tribe of people. When Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the Cohen, saw it, he got up from the middle of the crowd and took a spear in his hand. So now the story focuses in on Pinchas or Phinehas. The Gemara teaches that Phinehas removed the point of the spear and hid it in his clothes and went along leaning upon the shaft of the spear as a walking stick. When he reached the tribe of Simeon or Shimon, he asked why the tribe of Levi should not have the moral standards of the tribe of Shimon. Thereupon the Simeonites allowed him to pass through, saying that he had come to satisfy his lust. The Simeonites concluded that even the abstainers had then declared cohabitating with Midianite women permissible. But then in verse 8, we see that he took the spear and pursued the man from Israel right into the inner part of the tent, where he thrust his spear through both of them, the man from Israel and the woman through her stomach. Thus was the plague among the people of Israel stopped. Nevertheless, 24,000 died in the plague. Apparently, another supernatural act of judgment in the form of some kind of disease that came upon the people, but was stopped once the righteous action of Pinchas had been accomplished. And God, seeing the righteous act of one of the leading priests of Israel, allowed his judgment to forego the people of Israel, and the plague was ceased. This is Torah 101.
Mm-hmm.